It is 4:32 on a Wednesday afternoon, and y'all know what that means. Susan Brown is with us from the Chapel Hill Public Library. I keep adding Carborough after everything, but in this case, Chapel Hill Public Library.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We are Chapel Hill Public Library, but of course, anyone who lives in Orange County is eligible to check out stuff. And anybody anywhere is welcome to come in and stay a while.
Yeah. It is a good place to go and stay a while.
It's pretty cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it really is.
I kind of like it, you know?
Yeah. We're getting off to a great start.
Yes, we are. 2016 is upon us.
Yes.
Heck, it's like halfway over now.
What was your favorite part of 2015?
Wednesday afternoons at 4:30?
Aw, you have to say that because I'm sitting right here.
Right.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, that was my favorite part of 2015 as well.
I know.
Although
look at us.
I have to say that because you're sitting right there, too. All right, so 2016 is upon us, and that means I finished my New Year's resolution for
last year.
I had all
you
the books
that
I was going to read. Cleared the shelf. I took care of it all. I've got a box, three boxes that are going to be donated to the Chapel Hill Public Library very soon. As soon as I get around to taking them there,
yes, we'll happily take them.
That's great. I'm very excited about having wrapped up my New Year's resolution. But it's a new year, so New Year's resolutions. So
yes,
we're going to talk today about what we're planning on reading in 2016 or what we want to read in 2016.
Yes, we are.
We did the bingo card, I think, last time we were there,
which
is a really
cool
idea.
Yeah, that's still going
on. Yeah.
I have some notes on my phone, so I'm trying to pull those up. That's why I'm not making eye contact.
Okay, gotcha. I was wondering
about that.
For people
listening at home, I'm not looking at Aaron. I'm looking at my phone. Book bingo is
still happening. Good advice anytime, really. Book bingo.
Our winter reading program started mid-December, and it goes through Valentine's Day, and it's book bingo for all ages, and the idea is it asks you to kind of read outside a little bit of what you normally read, which I think is a great challenge for a new year.
Absolutely.
So if you have a card and you're working on it, here's a reminder to keep reading and filling it out. If you don't have a card and you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, but grown-ups, if you've read three books since December-ish, you can grab a card and get your bingo and turn it back in.
Yep.
When you get bingo, you turn it in for a free book courtesy of our friends, and then you're entered into some fabulous prize drawings.
Awesome.
So there's things like, oh gosh, tickets to Kid Zoo, there's gift cards to Flyleaf, there's something for all ages. It's
awesome.
A great program.
Okay, so can anyone get involved in that? Do you
anyone.
Have to have a library card? Or?
No, I don't. I don't. You ask these questions.
I'm sorry.
No. I don't think you have to have a library card.
Just one more thing.
Why not get a library card?
Nice.
Why not?
We have no idea what the answer is.
You can go to our website, Facebook, Twitter. You can call us, stop by. You can download them. You can pick them up. It's super fun.
Okay. So book bingo for those of you. And that runs until February 14th. So you got another month to do that. Very cool. So what are your New Year's resolutions for 2016? I've got a list of four here.
My reading resolutions?
Your reading resolutions, yes.
So I want to try and do something in 2016 that I did not do in 2015.
Okay.
And that is sign up or sign on or commit to something called the Read Harder Challenge. So there's a fabulous site called Book Riot, R-I-O-T, Book Riot.
Okay.
And it's great bookish content. It's just super fun. The writing is great. The tone of it's great. And they started this a couple years ago, but every year they have a Read Harder Challenge.
Okay.
So they issue a challenge, and I'm pulling it up right now if I can see it. It's little tiny things, but it's things like, it's kind of like the book bingo premise, like read a biography, read a book by a female author not born in this country, read a book of poetry, and then there's groups that form, so you can get on Goodreads and different places and try that. So one of my goals is to try and do, at least make a stab at doing the Book Riot Read Harder Challenge.
Okay.
If listeners don't know about the site and don't know about the challenge, it's really, really fun.
So is the Read Harder Challenge, is it like one challenge with many facets, or is it
if
just...
If I could make my phone, if I could make the words bigger, it's a whole list. So this list has like 23 things, and you go through the year and you try and meet
and you knock
things.
Out all 23.
And you can even create your own challenge, like, you know, the book bingo thing or this one, or I resolved to read a certain number of books per year.
Okay.
So that's something that I think is fun for everybody to adopt, to set a goal and go for it.
I like the idea of just coming up with a list of just different challenges and sort of taking you out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
I did not do that. I've got a stack of books, once again, that's sitting on the Read This Year shelf. So I'm working my way through. I've already gotten through one. It's a book about shopping, the history of shopping.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, I can't
the history
even remember.
Of shopping.
It's called I Want That. That's the title of it. I can't remember who it's by.
That's the kind of thing I would really
book.
Like.
Yeah. About the history of like shopping and selection and how the supermarket and the mall and department stores emerge out of like the medieval markets that sort of organically formed in the middle of trade and merchant towns,
right?
And how those developed. It was a really cool book. I liked it. So.
That makes me think of it's a really great book called Why We Buy, The Science of Shopping.
Nice.
And his name, he's got a great name. It's just gone, Pablo something. Anyways, he was...
Don Pablo something is a great
Don
name.
Don Pablo something
Don Pablo.
Or other. Don Pablo, what's his name?
Yes.
But it's called Why We Buy, The Science of Shopping. And it is... he was the social scientist who in like the late 70s, early 80s got his band of graduate students and they decided to observe the behavior of shoppers.
Ooh.
And nobody had really ever done that.
Uh-huh.
And it's fascinating. It's fascinating.
What What do they find?
One of the things that I remember a lot and I think about is they observe that people don't really, that shoppers when they enter a store don't really see. They have this blind spot for about the first 30 feet. They're coming in the door, they're taking off their coat, they're looking
right
far off. And so 30 feet. So I was working at Barnes & Noble years ago and I hadn't read this book yet. And we always put like the big John Grisham book was coming
right
out
in
and
front.
You get the big book dump. But we would always put them further back. And I was like, why don't we put them right smack in the front door? And then I read this book. And I was like, oh.
That's why.
Now I know why.
Very interesting.
Lots of things like that. And then he also wrote a follow-up book that was about malls and why is it that all the big, why shopping malls look the way they do?
Yeah.
It's really interesting. None of this has to do with reading resolutions, but
well, there are bookstores in malls. You can, go to malls, observe, watch people shopping, and buy a book while you're at it, right?
There we go.
Malls are just so, and maybe this is less the case now because sort of the whole, just the nature of shopping is such that malls have peaked and they're sort of gradually on their way down, or we're changing the way that we shop. But malls are also comforting to me. When I'm in a new city.
They're comforting to you?
I feel like I don't even know you anymore, Aaron.
When I'm in
a new city, I don't know why this is, but I always find myself like gravitating towards the mall just to go in and see like, oh, how do people shop in St. Louis? How do people shop in Detroit? How do people shop in Las Vegas?
That's really interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I've always done that. Like go to Boston, you go to the mall. I don't know why.
This is fascinating. Somehow,
yeah.
like if I were doing word association with Aaron Keck.
Yeah.
Mall. Mall rat would be like
the last
would never
thing, right?
Be in
yeah,
there.
And I don't buy anything.
There's nothing wrong with loving malls.
Absolutely
not.
Not that there's anything wrong with loving malls. Yes.
They overwhelm me. They exhaust me just thinking about them.
Well, you go at like 9 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday when there's just no one around except the walkers and half the stores.
I love the walkers.
The walkers.
I kind of want to go and walk.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. So, all right. So that's your New Year's resolution. One of your New Year's resolutions. I've got a list. So I was reading the I Want That book. I'm done with that. I'm on My Antonia by Willa Cather right now.
Ooh,
I'm halfway done with that. I like that. The first one I read by her was O Pioneers, which I still love. And I think halfway through My Antonia, I still like O Pioneers better. So if I'm recommending something, that's the one that I would recommend. But as soon as I'm done with that, I'm moving on to a book with a local connection, which I haven't read and have meant to for years, which is Blood Done Signed My Name by Tim Tyson. Everyone has that reaction. It's so good, and I haven't read it. So later this month, it's happening.
Awesome.
Yes.
So we had, when I worked in Carrboro, this is like 10 years ago or more, that book came out, and we did a community forum on that book. And Tim came, and he's great. But we were trying to think of ways to do some interesting things with it. And instead of me getting up and doing a very dry introduction of him, I had Mary D. Williams, who's a fabulous gospel singer. Blood Done Sign My Name is a gospel song. Mm-hmm. So we had like 200 people in the Century Center in Carrboro milling around waiting for some boring person to get up and start making the introductions. And instead, she just started from the back of the room walking in, singing that song. You want to talk about a good way to quiet down an audience? They were just silent. It was awesome.
That should be how every speaker is always introduced ever. Like yesterday for the State of the Union, like that should have been. Like any speech at all.
And
that's
Mrs. Williams is awesome. She's done some programs for us at the library. She actually teaches with Tim at Duke. That's a great book. I'll be really interested
to hear.
I wish
I could have been there. I'm hoping to get to that to start it later this week. I got 100 pages left in Willa Cather, and then that's next. So
and
I'm
you're so earnest. You finish the books.
I am very earnest. I do finish the books.
My husband does the same thing. He was just talking like, I'm not really sure. I want to like it more than I do. I'm just going to power through. I was like, no.
You can.
Just stop it.
Were you the one who was telling me about the rule of.
The
50-page rule.
Nancy Pearl's rule of 50.
Give yourself 50 pages, and if you're not sold on it, then ditch the book.
If you're under 50.
If you're under 50, right.
Every year over 50. So if you're 60, you give the book. So you subtract your age from 100,
right.
And that's how many pages.
So if you're 60, you give it 40 pages.
If you're 99,
then
it's got one page
and you're done. Yep. I like that. I like that. I am liking the book. I'm just not liking it as much as I liked the other novel. I'm liking it. I want to see how it ends. So, okay. So Blood Done Sign My Name by Tim Tyson. That's mine.
Yes. Okay. So one of my other resolutions is I try and do this, but I don't always do it, and I want to do a better job. Mm-hmm. One of my resolutions is to read all of the books that come through our Friends Meet the Author Tea program.
Okay. Is there not one coming up next week?
Well, funny you should ask.
I know, right?
Look what I did there,
Look
Aaron.
At that.
Next week is my first chance
to
do this Thursday, January 21st. Refreshments are served at 3:30. Mm-hmm. The program starts at 4. This one's going to be really good.
This one sounds really fun,
The book is Black Man in a White Coat, A Doctor's Reflections on Race and Medicine by Dr. Damon Tweedy. He's at Duke.
He's local.
He's local. And the book, this was on many of the best of year-end lists from the New York Times and lots of other places. And it's his writing and reflecting on the experience of being an African-American doctor.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be fabulous. It's a little hard to get hands on a copy right now, but he went to college, I think somewhere in Maryland, on a basketball scholarship, and then he went to Duke Medical School, and I think he went to law school. And it's, I think, going to be a great program. So we also have... I think they booked her for maybe April. Katie Munger was just announced as the Piedmont Laureate.
Yes.
And she's going to come and do
a program. They're holding an event in her honor literally as we speak in Raleigh.
Literally?
Literally as we speak. It started at 4.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, she's great.
I just mentioned it like an hour ago.
It's funny. I was listening.
Okay.
Sure, totally.
Sure
I was there. She's a hoot. Katie is an absolute hoot. She's a doll.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a really fun Meet the Author program.
Okay.
But if you want to have the same resolution as me, you can go to the Friends of the Chapel Public Library website. See all the authors that are coming up and read those books, as I will be doing.
Okay, so two questions. First of all, is the resolution to read the book before the event in general?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'm going to try and read it
before. But if you don't get it until after, then it still counts. And the other one is Katie Munger is the Piedmont Laureate. All I know about her is that she helped invent a genre called tart noir. What is tart noir? Because I'm fascinated by this. And I feel like you're the person to turn to who would know the answer to this question.
I'm blanking on some of the other authors in that. But tart noir, it's a subgenre of mysteries.
Yes.
And it's like sassy and sexy female protagonists.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think. There's another one that comes to mind is an author named Sparkle Hader. Sparkle is her first name,
Sparkle
right?
Sparkle Hader. Okay. H-A-D-E-R, or should you just not like...
H-A-Y-T-E-R,
okay.
I think it is.
She just doesn't like it when you send her glitter in the mail, or is it just like a different last name?
Here we go. Tart noir, subsection of crime fiction. Here's a great thing. It is believed that the authors first met, and this is talking about some of the authors in the genre, first met and befriended each other by, quote, getting drunk together at writers' conferences.
Nice. That's how every great genre should begin.
But right, Tarte Noir, there's usually some sexy stuff in it. So if people don't like the sexy talk in their books. But Katie writes a couple of series. So I don't think they're all quite the same. But she's just fun. Yeah. So,
Is the idea that that it's like a noir if the dame who walks into your office is actually the protagonist and the detective? Is that kind of the idea?
I think the noir is used very broadly.
Gotcha.
So it's a PI.
Okay.
So it's a PI, it's a private eye. It's crime fiction.
But not quite.
It's not necessarily really closely right in with the noir part, but definitely with the tart part.
All right.
And then, of course, there's also things like tartan noir, which is like Scottish
noir.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Really?
It is.
That's hilarious. Okay, so Damon Tweedy, we're going to say.
Next week. I'm going to try and read the book beforehand.
Good luck.
I'm definitely going to read it after if I don't get it before, and that's going to be a great, great program.
All right, sounds good. I've got one more. I've got like a whole stack, but I want to mention this one because it's another local one, and I saw it in the bookstore and then got excited about it and didn't buy it, and then I saw it another time, and then I was like, I have to. It's 27 Views of Hillsborough, which is
Yes.
There's like a whole 27 Views series. There's one of Chapel Hill. There's one of Hillsborough. Mm-hmm. I think there's one of Orange County or Carrboro, too. I'm not sure. But I've gotten the one for Hillsborough now with Michael Malone is writing in it and a whole bunch of other people. I think Alan Gerganis has something in there.
Because they all live there.
They all live there, right. So it's going to be a really well-written examination of the town of Hillsborough. So I'm looking forward to reading this sometime this year.
Awesome.
Yep.
Okay, the last one that I have.
It.
It's not really a book recommendation or resolution. It's once again me shamelessly plugging library things.
Is your New Year's resolution to shamelessly plug all the library stuff?
So lots of readers make resolutions, but lots of readers are in book groups.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times book groups are looking for some new ideas as they start their year. And oddly enough, we are having something called a book group bash. Sunday, January 24th, all day Sunday. It starts at 2, it goes till 6, I should say all afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We have some publishers coming, for some folks from bookstores to talk about good book recommendations for your book club. We're going to be Skyping with A.J. Fickrey, who wrote the story, or with Gabrielle Zevin, who wrote The Storied Life of A.J. Fickrey, which was a huge book club book. You can also learn how to Skype with an author. I'll be talking.
Nice.
I'll be doing a session called Book Group Therapy if you have dysfunctions or whatever in your book group, and it's going to be kind of a Dear Abby thing. There'll be door prizes and snacks, and the Susan McGuire will be there. It's going to be awesome.
Will it open with a song? Because it should.
It could. It just might. Now it's got to. But yes.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for some new ideas for 2016 for your book group, the book group bash is coming.
Nice. And when is that again?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Aaron. Let me see. It is
Sunday. I just noticed that you put your phone down. I'm like, I'm going to make you pick it
That's
up
That's right. Sunday, January 24th, 2 till 6.
So not this Sunday, but next. Head to the
Holy
the
cow, that's
that.
Next Sunday.
That's next Sunday.
I got to get ready. My song and my dance.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library. Thank you so much.
Thank you.